Family law practitioner Mark Barrandes has tried to demystify both marriage and divorce with his new book, What Were You Thinking? $600 per hour legal advice on relationships, marriage, and divorce. Hi, Mark. Good morning.
Hi,
nice to see you.
Good to be
here. They say that you should write about what you know. And in many ways, this obviously, since you're a divorce lawyer, you know intimately about a lot of different cases. But this is as much about marriage and how to avoid divorce, isn't it?
Well, it is, because it became very clear to me during the course of all these years representing people in divorces that the number one problem was who they had selected to marry. And that may seem sort of simplistic, but people spend a lot of time planning a wedding. They don't spend a lot of time planning a marriage, and that's a big mistake.
And I would say probably that there are a lot of great points and pieces of advice in this book, but perhaps the best is to be prepared, like a Boy Scout, right? I mean, and you talk about how to do that in a variety of ways. Can you explain?
Sure. You have to be prepared. You have to really get to know your spouse. And that seems simplistic again, but people don't take the time to understand what are their values, what are their true religious upbringings, where do they see themselves in 5 years, 10 years. When it comes time for children, what will the discipline be like for children? What will it not be like? How are they going to interact with in-laws? There's so many issues that will take place in the normal course of life that they have to be talked about in advance.
And it's interesting, I think one of the points you say, think of your partner's most annoying habit and realize it's only going to be more annoying as the years go on. It is funny what you find sort of cute and quirky and attractive is really irritating ultimately, isn't it?
I saw the segment on your show earlier, again, about cell phones, and that's the example that I used in my book. I mean, if your spouse or your girlfriend talks very loudly on the cell phone now, by the time 5 years pass, you're going to be sticking pencils in your eyes every time she makes a phone call.
Yeah. You also talk about the number one reason for divorce, and that is cheating, 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 right?
Well, the number one reason for divorce is marriage.
In fact, you have a cute quote by Henny Youngman in here. I just want, the secret to a happy marriage remains a secret. And you also said, Jack Nicholson said, if there is any realistic deterrent to marriage, it's the fact that you can't afford a divorce.
Jack is a very intelligent man.
Yeah, but so marriage is the number one reason, but you also say cheating.
Cheating is clearly, at least in my experience, there is a propensity in this country for people that are married to waver outside their marital vows. And, you know, it's just as much for women now as it is for men. Women are out there cheating, having sex. I mean, this whole desperate housewives things, if you will, all seems to support that.
And, in fact, you cover a lot of different things in your book about detectives, good idea or not, high-tech love, beware, know the judge. And there is hope, second marriages. But second marriages have a higher failure rate than first marriages.
70%.
That is so depressing to me.
70%. Because people make the same mistakes twice. If you were married to me and I was a workaholic and you divorced me because I was a workaholic, chances are you will still marry another workaholic again. It's just people repeat the same patterns over and over again.
And it's really important to recognize the patterns. And you get advice in this book from a lot of high-profile folks like Donald Trump. What does he have to say about divorce, or marriage, rather, and why should we listen to Donald? No offense.
Well, because Donald at least points out that marriage is an extremely serious thing to be dealt with. He points out the reasons why you should have a prenuptial agreement. But there's advice from Dr. Phil, from Montel Williams, from Gopher from Love Boat, Gordon Liddy, Gene Simmons from KISS. I mean, we have the whole spectrum so that you get a good viewpoint in terms of what marriage and what divorce is really about.
And you also talk about how to pick a divorce lawyer and sort of buyer beware on a couple of points. Flat out liars, other lawyers who, I mean, right? I mean, aren't there some that are just bad news?
There are a lot of sleazy lawyers. I mean,
no.
There are a lot of sleazy lawyers.
I always defend lawyers because I was married to one.
Well, but the good thing is that there's a lot of great lawyers. And what you have to do is you have to be selective and find one of those great lawyers. If you do, then most likely you'll have an experience that will be palatable, by the end of the day. I'm not saying you throw a divorce party like you guys were talking about earlier. It's a little strange.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of anger that people have to release in some ways following divorces, so maybe that explains that. Are there some lawyers who just keep the divorce proceedings going because they don't want the gravy train to pull into the station?
Unfortunately, there are. There are people that will take advantage of you in every profession, whether it's a home contractor or it's a divorce lawyer. So you need to keep your eyes open. Follow the recommendation of a friend who has used a divorce lawyer that's been very satisfied with the experience, and most likely you'll have a satisfactory experience as well.
It's a really fun book to read. I know that sounds funny since it's about divorce, but it's got some great advice, and I think people who are contemplating marriage should read it, and also maybe people who are thinking about divorce can enrich their lives by using some of the lessons and stay in their marriage.
You know, one of the things that I did was to have this book be written for someone that was going to get married. In other words, if you had a daughter that was going to get married and said, "Mom, I really love this guy," well, read this book first, and then if you still love him after reading this book, then okay.
Or at least follow some of the steps here.
Sure.
All right. Well, Mark Berendes, great to see you. And
thanks,
nice
Katie.
To have Rose here, your beautiful wife, who also is our makeup artist at times. Anyway,
Katie,
thanks so much, and good luck with the book.
Thanks.